welcome to another episode of Meeting Bros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Jessica Park. How are you doing today, Jessica?
Wow, wonderful. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Anything new in your world going on? Are you just staying busy?
I'm staying quite busy, yes. I'm working with 200 office booking events for them now, so that is
congratulations.
Great.
We actually have a studio over there.
I know. I've talked to him about it. I think it's very cool. I hope I can utilize it.
Well, I've just been hustling and bustling. I'm trying to put together something for my girlfriend's upcoming birthday, which also happens to be our 1 year of dating anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So it's doubly. I got to get a gift, do something special. A lot of pressure on.
That's a lot of pressure.
I know. Well, you brought some great guests in the studio today. We have Eric Wolf with TEP, or is it TEP Catering?
TEP.
TEP Catering. And we're going to get with him in just a second. But first up on Meeting Pros, we have Helen Taffet with Sensational Baskets. And I didn't butcher your last name, did I?
No, you didn't.
All right.
It was perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Sensational Baskets. Tell us about it. It's been around for a while, if I'm correct.
A long time.
How long?
I started when I was 12.
Wow.
No, this is our 25th year in business.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
Thank you. Yes, I started out of the basement of my home. I had two small children. Of course, that's how a lot of entrepreneurs start, eventrepreneurs.
Sure.
My daughter was born, and I wanted to work so that I could be close to her. So I started it out of my home. I started doing gifts for corporations. My background is all corporate. And then I worked into hospitality and doing a lot of events and meeting welcome gifts.
Sounds great. What does 25 years in business look like for you?
I've seen quite a bit of changes, but it's been great. I've seen our product line evolve a lot. And even some, stay the same, because I know we'll be talking about it in a little bit, but we do a lot of Southern gifts. So we've seen, new things come in that are very unique and wonderful, and a lot of things that we've done even in corporate. We do a lot of baby baskets. And so we've seen, of course, over the years, we've cut out of a lot of food because new moms really don't want that kind of thing. So we do a lot more gift items in our baby baskets, and that's really one of our more popular gifts in the corporate side of what we do.
Wow.
Well, I love gift baskets. I love getting them, and they're always cool, and they seem very specialized. And when my friends give them to me, I'm like, wow, this is perfect. You know me so well. Well, I'm a horrible gift giver. Like, I never know what to get people. How do you guys help me get that and get the perfect gift basket together? I'm sure you do something like that.
We do. The key is to know the recipient and who you're giving your gifts to. It's really important, because when you think about the best gift that you have ever received, it's going to be something that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, as the gift giver, know that that person that you're giving the gift to is going to want the gift that they are getting, then that's really the best gift.
Is it different from sending a gift to like a friend or like a business relationship? Is that different?
It is. Because a friend, you can be sort of a little bit more open. When you're sending
more
a business
intimate.
Gift, you really want to be a little bit more conservative, especially if you don't know the person very well. But one of the things that I tell people in a business gift-giving situation is if you're giving it to an employee who's working really hard, then one of the things that you can do is maybe give something to their family or their partner, somebody who you've taken away their time from over the weekend. They've had to work a lot, and you give them a family entertainment gift, and it's all sorts of games and wonderful things that they can enjoy. And the person who you're thanking, it really appreciates something like that.
How do I make sure I'm giving them the right thing?
You try to find out as much as you can about them. I mean, if it's over a period of time, if it's a birthday, then you might have a month to find out as much as you can about them. And sometimes we have a corporate client that sometimes gives us the phone number for an admin of an executive, and they say, we'll just call them and find out what they'd like.
I was going to ask that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they don't know, if they say, oh, I want to send the event planner of Cox Communications a basket, do you do the research for them and find out? Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. What a great service.
Mm-hmm. That is
well,
a great
I think Kevin needs a gift basket. I'll send a letter. To you deserve one.
And we know exactly what to put in it.
Exactly. All cookies.
We're looking at this jar of delicious little chocolate chip cookies that I brought him. So
Nam's Bits. They're the special. They're like the secret cookie that no one knows how to get, but Helen knows how to get
them. Yes, so. I do. Call me.
So I know when you're like, when people are about to have a baby, like yellow is the neutral color. Is there like a neutral gift basket, the safe gifts that you can put in there if you don't know anybody?
Sure. Our basic baby basket has a wonderful Gund or Thai stuffed animal. Those are two vendors that we've used for many, many years. They're really wonderful stuffed animals. Stuffed animals are always a great gift. We put in a Carter onesie and socks and a bib and a little washcloth and a book for the baby, a board book that you can, you know, that you can read to your child. That's always a great gift as well. And then, of course, there's a little bag of chocolate chip cookies because everybody just needs a little snack. But, you know, that's a great baby basket, and we do thousands of those.
Thousands,
yes,
wow.
Yes, lots.
So tell me about a unique gift basket you get or the strangest gift basket you've had to put together, because I know there has to be a great story.
Okay.
Oh, she's got it. She's got a bunch of papers here. She's got all these things in front of her. All right. She's prepared.
Well, I can't keep all 25 years of all this information in my head, so I have to write it.
I'm only 25, and I can't keep all my information in my head, so...
Well, some very unique gifts. We were doing one this week. The Final Four is coming into Atlanta this weekend.
Oh,
and
know.
We just did some gifts for the Final Four VIPs for the people of the NCAA. And one thing that they told us was that basketball was actually started in 1891. I know all this trivia now. By actually a peach basket that looks like a bushel basket. Someone's tacked that onto a 10-foot pole, and that's how basketball was started.
Wow.
So we put our Final Four VIP baskets in a peach basket.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a very
unique
gift.
It's like a small little touch, but it's the little things that really go a long way.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, we put in an Atlanta coffee table book, so it's something that they could take back with them, another coffee table type book from the Georgia Aquarium, and little milk chocolate peaches. They're foil wrapped. They're milk chocolate, but they look like a peach.
Do they taste like a peach? Like
no.
Those orange chocolate oranges?
No, but they're delicious milk chocolate. And peach salsa, tortilla chips, all sorts of wonderful peachy things that we can do.
That sounds good. So when I'm there at the Final Four and I see people with their gift baskets, I'm like, I know who made your gift
basket.
That's
right.
For you.
Yes. Some of my other unique things that we could do are we've done some lakes events for resorts that have a lake. So we've done actually wooden canoes, and we put in maybe gummy worms that people can eat, goldfish crackers.
Are these functional canoes? Can you send the mini canoes out to the people that are canoeing on the lake?
I don't know that we've tried that, but maybe.
Put beverages in them and
we
send them out.
Send them out for refills. We've done fishing baskets, like a tackle type basket.
Cool.
We've put some things in there. We've done gifts for golf resorts with golf gifts, golf balls, golf tees, sunscreen. Of course, that's very important these days.
Mm-hmm.
We recently did some speaker gifts for a hotel's 25th anniversary. So we did them in a silver box with their logo, their 25th anniversary logo. So there's a lot of really unique gifts that we've done, and those are a few of them. And one of the things that it's always nice for a unique gift is to give someone a memento of the meeting, something like I said with the Atlanta coffee table book, and something that they could take with them and remember the meeting by.
Yeah,
that's really cool. So I have to think, with Easter just passed, is Easter a busy time for you?
It is. It is. It's not as busy as people would think, because we do concentrate in corporate and hospitality. But, yes, we did a lot of chocolate Easter bunnies.
So do you guys do a lot of corporate events?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any upcoming events you want to get out there or tell people about?
Well, the Final Four, and then in addition to the ones that I mentioned, we have a couple of hotels that we are working with, and they have selected some things that they're giving their clients when they come in over a 3-day period. For example, we have another unique gift that we have. It's called a Coca-Cola welcome. We take a Coca-Cola six-pack and empty it out except for one bottle of Coca-Cola. and then put in maybe a bottle of the Dasani water, maybe a moon pie, Georgia peanuts, pecan divinity candy, chocolate double dip pecans, peach bites, hard candies, things like that. So that's one of their gifts. The second gift for this particular hotel is healthy snacks. So it's dried fruit, a healthy snack mix, granola bar, a breakfast on the go little pack so that they can have something, you know, for getting up in the morning. And then, of course, some Ghirardelli dark chocolates because everybody needs a treat during the day.
Well, as you know, the reason Jessica and I put this show right before lunch is because we always get so hungry to get some food after it. Helen, how has technology affected your business? Because you've been around so long, you've seen this whole technology boom. Has it benefited it, not affected it?
It's been tremendous. We have had a web page from almost the beginning of the internet, from whenever that was. I mean, maybe 12 or 15 years ago. And it's really been, the wonderful thing about it is that it's our online catalog. So that we immediately can upload things. I go to four gift marts every year and the fancy food show, and we're always looking for new and different things. So it's wonderful that when I come back from these with a sample of something, and I bring samples back for everybody in my office because I have a sweet tooth, but sometimes there's things that I might like, I might not like, and they would love. So we bring back samples, and immediately I can put something up new on the website, and it's tremendous because then I can share. There's so many times I'll have a client call, and they'll say, oh, I need I need 50 gifts for a meeting on April 22nd, and I'll say, oh, well, do you have a second? We'll look at our website, and I will go through a number of different things. It is an amazing tool for us, and we get a lot of online orders as well, but the most amazing is that it's an online catalog for us.
Yeah. That is absolutely great.
That's great. You do wedding, like get out-of-towner guests baskets?
Yes.
I had a bride that I worked with, and she had asked me to put together some baskets. And so I made a few mock-ups for her. Similarly, it had a Coca-Cola theme because it was a Georgia. You know, she wanted everything to be Georgia, local items. And then when I met with her, the first thing she said was, well, navy isn't my color anymore. Because I put a navy ribbon on it. And I was like, wow, if I can't get her to envision a different color ribbon, this is probably not the perfect client. You know, this is not my my ideal client here. So what do you do when you put together mock-ups? Do you do that for clients? There's a lot of money involved in that.
There is. Yeah. There is. But we have so many things that are samples that are in our shop. So we'll do a mock-up, and we'll take a picture, and we'll do several. And in fact, for that 25th hotel conference anniversary that I told you about, we did two mock-ups. And we just took pictures. Empty, but we took pictures and sent them.
See, now I know you. I don't have to mess with any baskets. I don't have to even – I'll just be like, oh, here's Helen. She is a pro.
Yes, we do. We do a lot of bridal, a lot of wedding welcome gifts as well.
I saw also that you're a sponsor for the MEC 2013.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. Yes, we're giving out some wonderful raffle prizes.
Great.
One of which is called A Day at the Beach.
Ooh.
So it is a wonderful
beach
bag.
We could all use that.
Yes. It's a wonderful beach bag, and it's filled with a heavyweight beach towel and a book so you can relax at the beach, and of course snacks so you can eat while you're relaxing and reading.
Nice. And a bottle of wine.
Yes.
There we go. Perfect. Well, I have to think I think a lot of people don't think making baskets, gift baskets, is hard, and they think it's really simple, but I know from personal experience that it is extremely hard to actually make everything work together. So that is awesome.
Well, Kevin, if you've had experience, I know where I can go for help next time.
I don't think you want my experience. Maybe just to promote you on the radio.
Okay, that's fine.
Definitely. So, Helen, how do people reach out to you? Where do they go to get your sensational baskets?
Our website is sensationalbaskets.com, and they can also call us. We have a local phone number, which is 770-587-5593, or a toll-free number, which is 1-800-396-2260.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate being here.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Eric Wolf, the chef and owner of TEP Catering. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
That's awesome. Here, tell us a little bit about TEP Catering.
TEP Catering was founded in 2004. We're a full-service, off-premise catering company. We are now kind of dabbling into food service management in corporate environments. So we mainly focus in the corporate sector, but we'll, you know, cross over into weddings and bar mitzvahs and such.
Okay. What do you prefer more? Because I've heard nightmare stories from bar mitzvahs and weddings, and people are like, I just want to do corporate.
It's funny because Helen and I were talking about this in the green room. Corporate is night and day from social or weddings. I'm a corporate guy. They're so easy to handle. They want to know that you meet their bottom line.
Yep, that's all about the numbers.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found in the corporate world, they have one guy. They want to find you, and they're like, can you please do all of this? Here's my budget. Here's what I got to do. Please just get it done. I don't really care about the colors or anything. Just make me look good.
Yeah. Meet my budget and make me look good to my boss.
So I know the answer to this, but what does TEP Catering, TEP Catering stand for?
Taste E Productions. It's a little play on words. Never wanted to have my name in the company name. So it's actually TASTEE. So the E is for Eric. It kind of stands for Taste Eric's Productions. It got shortened up by a business consultant who said, it's too long, it's too wordy. It says productions, it doesn't say catering. In my world, or actually in special events, we all know that it's you're not just limited to one single job when you go out there and do something. So to us, it is a production, but it was more for branding sake, it needed to have catering in it, so we just shortened it up.
So, Eric, how did you get in the chef world? How did you become a chef? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a funny story. I consider myself very lucky. It's a two-part answer. First of all, I was born and raised in South Louisiana.
Okay.
So nice. Naturally, I was always around food. I was always around hospitality. I was telling a story the other day about looking on Facebook, and Easter comes up, and everybody's posting pictures about their family and stuff. And the people who used to live across the street from me, they still live there. Mm-hmm. So they're taking pictures of kids and stuff. And from around the corner of the house, I see the house that I grew up in. And so I kind of got emotional, and I was like, oh, I remember those people. I used to go to their house for crawfish boils and barbecues and shrimp boils and stuff. So it was really ingrained in me from that point. But the way that I decided I was going to make it a career was I literally sat up in my bed from a dead sleep and said, I'm going to be a chef.
Nice.
So that's the lucky part, because I feel like there's a lot of people out there who never get that opportunity to have that light bulb go off, which is funny because I have a light bulb in my pocket.
And he does. I can attest to that. It's
and
awesome.
It's funny because I need to get this for a refrigerator, and I forgot to take it out of my pocket. And so
serendipity. That's what happened in the studio here.
Exactly.
At Business Radio X.
So, yeah, that light bulb just went off, and I followed it ever since then.
Well, that's awesome. So what was the path there? Did you have to work at some restaurants, start as a sous chef, or did you just say, I'm going to be a chef, I'm starting my company, here I go, I'm awesome?
No, you never really. Well, I guess you can do that. It's not wise. I went to school in Houston and loved the city. My director of my culinary program, he always said, when you get out of school or when you're in school, go work every sector. Mm-hmm. Work in a hotel, work in a private club, work in a restaurant. You know, get your feet wet in all of it and see which one appeals to you.
That's great
so
advice.
I did. Yeah. So I did that, and I worked in private clubs, and I hated it. Anybody who pays a membership to go somewhere,
they're jerks.
Yeah. However, there are people in this industry who they love that circuit. Matter of fact, they'll move across the country to grab another job at a country club.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have them. There's have those people that are the right fit for that industry.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well,
hotels were great.
It is not Kevin. No.
It was not Eric. Hotels were great. You got great room discounts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anytime you went anywhere. But I started working for a company called Eatsies. Out of Dallas.
I love Eatsies.
So do I.
They went out of business here in Atlanta.
And so you're probably very disappointed.
I was too.
Yeah.
There was one in the shopping center that I worked at Park Place.
Exactly.
And I went there. I nearly went broke having lunch there every day. But it was wonderful. Wonderful having it.
It was a great company to work for. They were very progressive. They were doing things that no one ever had thought about doing in the United States. Actually, in New York, they had. they were just on a little bit too fast of a growth path. Yep. Anyway, I started working for them, got on their team that opened up new stores. So we came out to Atlanta, opened this store, and I decided to move here. Once I left my small town in Louisiana, I decided I wanted to see more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So moved out to Atlanta, worked here for a couple of years with ET's, did opened up a store in New York, in Manhattan, Long Island, and then I left them.
Mm-hmm.
And took a job at Bold American Food Company. And my eyes were open to the world of catering.
Yeah.
And if you ask any of these people who are in special events, you either fall in love with it or you despise it.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes to be in this industry, is you have to fall in love with it, because it's long hours. It's not pretty sometimes. Mm-hmm. You have to be very resourceful and react to things on the fly. I absolutely fell head over heels with catering.
All right, well, let's go into your catering company a little bit. What makes it special? What sets it apart from all the other catering companies?
I like to say that we're a boutique-style catering company. We like to do the hand-holding. We like to have that personal experience. You will always deal with me or one of my salespeople, but you'll always have me involved. But we have the experience of most of the big boys. We have the years behind us. We've been in the situations that they've been in. And we know how to react just as much as they do, but we keep that personal contact with you.
Well, I think that actually gives you a step up, as that's what's missing in the world right now, is that personal contact, that feeling of connection, that you actually care about my business. So.
Well, it's very interesting how email and Facebook and all these things have really snowballed. And we've actually started to revert back to handwritten notes at the end of your event. Delivering packages to people, mm-hmm. and we don't deliver it from our kitchen. We'll actually call somebody like Helen and say, will you deliver this to one of our clients who just did a big event with us? I think it takes that personal touch to be able to step outside of what's easy to do and what's, you know, more I don't know where I'm looking for, but more of a personal touch to it.
Yeah, it's a personal touch to it. It's not done. It's going to wow them. They're going to say, wow. It's going to stick in their mind, and they're going to remember you.
Exactly.
When they think about it. So you just mentioned Facebook and Twitter. Technology in the catering world has become absolutely dangerous. Something goes wrong. There's a food allergy. Something gets messed up. In 2 seconds, there's a bad review up on there on Yelp. How do you deal with that, or have you seen any problems with that?
We attack it head on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
The best thing you can ever do. We have a money-back guarantee that we advertise religiously that a lot of people don't do. But they don't advertise it, but they will do it. They'll give you your money back if you're completely unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be upfront about it and say that we're tackling these problems right off the bat. Yelp will kill you. Facebook will kill you in a heartbeat. And so what we like to do is, even if it's something just as simple as we're running late because we hit Atlanta traffic,
mm-hmm.
we call the client and let her know. If you let them know ahead of time what's going on, so they're not sitting there twiddling their thumbs, it's back to that personal touch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't just neglect it. Don't think it's going to go away if you turn your eyes and look the other way. Just approach it and address it.
I absolutely love that.
What style of cuisine do you specialize in?
Oh, a question I'm asked a lot of times. And going back to the fact that I'm born and raised in South Louisiana, a lot of people, you know, Cajun Creole, it's in my blood.
Fan.
Yeah, it's in my blood. It's what I do. I do it real well. But when it comes down to it, I like to explore international cuisine, things that build flavor, Indian food, Asian food, everything to the simple ingredients of Italian food. I just love the flavor profiles. International, using traditional techniques, that's kind of what we do.
Great. Yeah. The food trucks are huge here in Atlanta. Have you looked into that at all? I've looked into it personally because I think it's fascinating how the food trucks do here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I can only afford a rickshaw, but something for in the future.
I've considered it. I've looked into it. And I guess part of it was that I was kind of being hesitant about whether or not Atlanta could sustain it.
Yeah.
Atlanta's an interesting food town.
It's an interesting town, period.
You really have to, it's kind of hard to nail down what's going to take hold in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about celebrity chefs. Emeril's had a restaurant here. Mm-hmm. Tom Colicchio's had a restaurant here, and neither one of them did good. And she said, well, no. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Well, Emeril's was location. It was right by Phipps Mall. It was so horrible to get to.
But I think Atlanta's a little starstruck, too, and they thought they were going to see Emeril. They thought they were going to the Food Network, and they were going to see Emeril there. And when they didn't, they were a little disappointed. So food trucks, I was just kind of waiting to see what takes place. But also, we like to specialize in what we do. Mm-hmm. There's so many, it's so easy to try to dabble in a lot.
Yeah.
And I think when you start doing that, you forget what your bases are and mm-hmm. what you are good at. And so we try to stick to what we are good at. And that's great food, executed well, and presented beautifully.
Yeah. Very cool.
I'm getting hungry.
I know.
I feel like I should have brought lunch.
That would have been all. We should make that a requirement from now on, that when we have caterers come on, they need to bring lunch for us. So, Eric, have you had any mentors or anything that's helped really grow your career?
I have. I've had a lot. When I was with Eatsies and I was here in Atlanta, Chef Ford Fry was the executive chef there.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned was just to always keep my ears and eyes open. And most of the time, it's not kind of how they perform or something, but it's that insight that they'll give you on just a day-to-day basis when they don't even know they're giving you insight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take 5 years, but you realize that something stuck, and what he told you one day really was something that mentored you and shaped you. The whole Bold American culinary staff. When you work at Bold American, and this is sounding like a plug for Bold American, but they are a great company. They hire people who are passionate about food. And so when you're working in there, the guy who's chopping onions next to you all the way to the sous chef, everybody just has an extreme love for food. And so just being in that organization just, drove me to be more and to understand what kind of catering company I wanted to be. There's Todd Mussman of Local 3. He was a big part
of it. He's been here in the studio.
Exactly. I listened.
Oh, you listened to that show?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Have you found any absolute truths in success for your business?
There's two sides to that. One of it is don't be in it just for the money. Understand that you're providing a service and a product that can help someone and Helen knows, it's a product that can make someone happy. Mm-hmm. And if you start out with that basis of that, I'm doing something that can, A, help someone or make them smile, the money's going to come. You're going to be successful. You're going to be profitable. And the second thing is on our community efforts that we do, we just give like we got it.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't have it, we give like we got it.
Yeah.
And it returns back to us some kind of way. We don't really try to predict how it's going to come back to us, but that's just our philosophy.
That's great.
That is awesome. So what advice would you give to somebody that was in your position 20 years ago that wants to be you, the next you? They're looking up there. They don't know what they want to do with their life, but they want to be you. What advice would you give them how to get there?
Don't believe Food Network. It's not a celebrity job. and the second thing is keep your eyes and ears open. Watch what people do. You talk to 10 chefs about sauteing onions, you'll probably get 10 answers.
Yeah.
I love that right there. So, Eric, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you and hire you for their events.
Obviously, we're on the internet. We're at www.tepcatering.com. Our phone number is 678-292-5023, and we are on Facebook also.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. Some great information.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Jessica, another great show.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you want to tell all our listeners about how the Adventurepreneurs group is going?
Oh, I'll have more exciting updates next week. I'm gonna be planning an event at 200 Office coming up here very soon.
Exciting. I'll have to show up, get some free food.
I would love it.
Awesome.
We'll be sure to have Helen's cookies there so we can get you out.
That's the only way. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Meeting Pros.